Well, I think we've got a real good group of guys. They're kind of a mix of young and experienced guys. I think we're blessed with some really good talent on the edges there, which really makes any defense I think much more difficult to handle. But I've been really pleased with the way everybody's kind of got involved in the system, tried to take it on, and one of the things that we've really tried to get everybody to understand is we're trying to develop a certain kind of culture here, not only how we do something, but the way we do it. And to me, that's probably just as critical as learning the X and O's, the blitzes, the coverages, et cetera, because I think that's the one element that allows you to sustain, through all parts of a season. And we know every season the NFL has its ups and downs. And when you have this culture, which is just really a learned behavioral pattern, I think it really helps you. And that's one of the things the guys have really tried to, I think, embrace, buy into. And I think anytime they start to, reflect those same views out there, I think you're moving in the right direction.
And can you elaborate on that, what you're talking about?
Well, I think just, the way you come to work every day, that this is important, that you come in that room. When we come in there, you're excited to be there in that room. We want the room to be enjoyable. We don't want it to be drudgery coming in that room. It's hard work. You got to be ready to occasionally get your tail chewed out, but it's one group of guys that understands what they're doing, and I think that's the bottom line of this thing. So to me, it's the way you approach your job, hey, this is an everyday thing. It's a way to get better in these little increments, and that's what we're really striving for. Whether like I tell them every time you come to the practice field, you should have one little specific thing you're trying to improve on as a player. That might be your stance, it might be your way you key, might be your get off. I don't care what it is, but you should always come out here with one thing you're trying to improve as a player. We have different things as a unit we're trying to improve on, but that's individual, and that collective improvement is what you're really seeking out. And I think they've worked really hard at this point, and we still have a long ways to go, but I'm happy with the way that they've done their business so far.
What have you seen from Tyson Jackson so far? This is the guy that was the number 3 overall pick that's never really lived up to the billing.
Well, that's in some people's view. I think Tyson's had a great camp. We think Tyson's a really, really good football player, and I know a lot of times when you're picked that high or you're a D-lineman, you're judged on sacks. And there's a lot more to football than sacks. And, a lot of it is simply affecting the quarterback opposed to just sacking the quarterback. But there's other things that have to happen first, and a lot of the dirty work has to happen on those first and second downs in there to get you to that position where you can go after the quarterback. But overall, I think he's done a great job. I think he's if he stays on course with what he's doing, he's got a chance to have a really good football season.
How would you describe your defense?
It's based out of 3-4. That's the personnel that we select of. We're more multiple than I think just 3-4 without much imagination. So we try to do a lot of different things that encompass really the same kind of techniques and adjustments, particularly for the upfront guys. And then it goes on. As we get into the sub and the third down, we have some more multiple things, pressures, et cetera, that we try to do. So I would guess you'd say it's multiple in nature, but based out of 3-4 personnel.